USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. A significant launch or test would mean the end of North Korea's self-imposed moratorium and raise tensions in the region. It would also be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. President Trump touts record military spending and the formation of the Space Force as he signs a $338 billion Pentagon budget.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act is about making sure our warfighters have the tools, resources, and equipment you need to fight and to win, all the time to win.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At Cape Canaveral, Boeing's new Starliner capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after lifting off. Jim Bridenstine is NASA's administrator.
When the timing was off, the spacecraft didn't know exactly where it was in the sequence. And when that happened, it believed, it seems, and again, this is all very, very early, but it seems like it believed that it was doing an orbital insertion burn when it wasn't.
The president turned to Twitter to criticize Christianity Today magazine that was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham. He was angry because of an editorial calling for his removal from office. Mark Galley is the magazine's editor-in-chief, and he tells NPR,
I suspect that if I was in a room with him, we could have a very amiable and delightful conversation. But he does display characteristics that I think, as a leader of a great nation like the United States, are deeply problematic.
Graham's son, Franklin, who now heads his father's ministry, and his daughter are both critical of the editorial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Notre Dame kept Christmas going even during two world wars, a beacon of hope amid the bloodshed. Yet, an accidental fire in peacetime finally stopped the Paris Cathedral from celebrating Midnight Mass this year, for the first time in over two centuries. As the lights stay dim in the once invincible 855-year-old landmark, officials are trying hard to focus on the immediate task of keeping burned-out Notre Dame spirits alive in exile through service, song, and prayer. Some of the Christmas celebrations will be at another Gothic church in Paris, just under a mile away. On this winter solstice, holiday travelers are in full swing. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
AAA expects a record number of people to travel during the holiday period, which will run through New Year's Day. It says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling, some by air, but most by motor vehicle. And Robert Sinclair, the AAA spokesman, says a lot of those drivers will likely be dealing with headaches over the holiday.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
And he says drivers anywhere in the nation will find the worst time to be traveling is the day after Christmas, mid to late afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.